You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the culinary arts. And joined, as always, for this segment, local food expert, writer, and host of The In Crowd, heard every Sunday afternoon, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa.
And we have a special guest, Tommy York, owner of Morgan & York Fine Wines and Specialty Foods in Ann Arbor. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Few changes going on there.
Many, many changes happening.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, we started, Matt Morgan and I bought the shop in 2001. And at that time, it was called the Big Ten Party Store, founded in 1940 by the Saxtrips and the Brewers, I believe.
I didn't know that. Yep. Of the towing companies?
Yes, exactly.
No, I had no idea.
That store has been through many people in the town. But Ed Sharon and Gene Towner bought it in 53 from that family and got a liquor license. And we're now going to sell our liquor license and get a serving license and change the shop from a retail-oriented place to a community and more of a cafe slash bar community gathering place.
And tell us, well, so you're going to have a bar. You'll be serving alcohol.
That's
like
right.
Mixed drinks or just one, all
mixed
of
mixed drinks and
full bar.
Full bar. And we'll keep the retail beer and keep the retail wine, but we won't be able to sell liquor retail.
Okay. And will you still have the cheese shop aspect of it?
We'll have the cheese out on the sign.
That's
and
great.
And the cheese inside the store.
Excellent.
And cheese entrees?
And cheese entrees and cheese and charcuterie boards and
great.
All kinds of delicious things.
But I understand that there's an aspect of food that may be moving from the outside to the inside.
That's true, too. Yes, our friend Frank Fejeron from Ricewood is going to move his kitchen inside and take the truck outside. And I don't think it's top secret anymore, but I know he's headed towards tacos.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's for sure. And then another truck that's going to be a little bit healthier fast food offerings. We're going to landscape the outside with some lights and music and have a couple of stages. And try and get the community to come on down and hang out.
So it'll be food inside Morgan & York, which is on Packard?
Packard, exactly. 1928 Packard.
And then outside you'll be surrounded by some delicious food trucks as well.
Exactly. Fire pits, food trucks, sound stages, all kinds of fun
oh,
things.
Oh, wait,
going
wait.
On.
Sound stages.
Yep.
Wow. Entertainment as well?
Entertainment as well, yep.
Oh, okay.
This is very exciting for the neighborhood.
Have you started inside work yet, or is that in process?
We've started by having the electricians basically excavate a couple dumpsters full of rubbish to see what was actually needed. So there's been a little bit of work done, not much.
Always a surprise when you get contractors in, right?
Yeah.
we all know about that.
Yes, we do.
Have you uncovered anything unique or antique?
Nothing very unique. I kept looking around for old coins, but I didn't find any.
So this is great news for people who love Ricewood. And you know, because people line up around the block to get that food. And it was always only available from March till October. So this changes that too, right?
It does, absolutely.
Changes everything.
It changes everything. So Ricewood's going to do lunch, continue to do lunch, but do it year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other trucks will be open for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that peer pressure is going to make them be open for dinner, too.
But, right, yeah.
We'll see what Frank and Gabe decide.
That's great. And this is really part of a kind of a slow and a gradual change for that strip of Packard, right?
Yeah, it's coming to life.
Yeah, so right, you know, this is near Packard and Stadium, and around there we got a new Mexican restaurant, Mi Compadre. You know, a few years ago we got Eat. We moved from a food truck.
That's right.
To a bricks and mortar, and then you got right next in your little plaza, you've got an Anthony's Pizza, and there's Chia Shang next door. You've got a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on in that part of town, and even on the other side of town, we have the new Pileated Brewery there on South Industrial.
South Industrial,
And Rue's Roast over there. So I always have to give a shout out to Crazy John.
That's great. Well, it's very exciting.
So people who go to Morgan & York for their wine, they'll still be able to do what they're used to do.
They'll still be able to come in and get a case of wine or two cases of wine, whatever they need, or even a bottle on the way from here to there, and bottled beer and canned beer. But the liquor by the bottle will not be available anymore. But we can make you a nice Manhattan if you need it.
Ooh, that's exciting. And, of course, Frank starts out of the food truck with Ricewood on Friday.
That's
the first
right.
day of the new season.
Yes,
it's food truck season. That's
it
right.
It is food truck, yeah.
March, bring it on. Tommy York, owner of Morgan & York Fine Wines and Specialty Foods in Ann Arbor, thanks for joining us on Art & Soul.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jessica Webster's here, full of information. What else is going on?
Well, you know, I was thinking about seasonal things. Of course, it's food truck season, but it's also, so many of my friends are excited about this, the Dairy Queens Queen's opened up.
Seriously?
You know that it's spring when Dairy Queen opens and then Dominic's will be opening up soon. Those are the
now you're talking.
Harbingers of spring. One of the other things that's kind of interesting on a totally different note is, you know, adventurous eaters are always looking for something new and different. But sometimes the new and different comes in old form. You know, it used to be that you'd have to eat the whole animal, right? If you had a pig, you ate it from nose to tail and you didn't waste anything. You know, now we're just used to getting our chops and our loins and moving on.
Right.
But there is a chef in town who really honors that tradition of nose to tail eating. And that's over at Grange in Ann Arbor on Liberty Street. And every year he does a special offal dinner. Now that's not A-W-F-U-L. That's starts with an O, and it basically he cooks a whole multi-course dinner from those parts of the animal that you don't generally see listed on menus.
One question.
What?
Why?
I mean, there's a whole tradition of it. And
does it taste good?
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to be the one who makes the judge. Everybody has their own specific taste.
Right.
And if you're a curious eater, if you're someone who enjoys eating the no longer traditional parts of the animal, it's definitely this. Then there's a lot of them because this dinner generally sells out.
Really?
So it's Thursday, March 15th. It's at Grange, and you can make reservations in advance. It's $50 a person.
Is nose to tail, is that a known term?
It is, yeah. Yeah, whole animal, nose to tail. It's just one of the ways of expressing not wasting anything.
All right. And mm-hmm. I know that the Oscars are this weekend, but you're very excited about another award situation.
I am. They call it the Oscars of the culinary world. That's the James Beard Awards, and they honor great chefs and great restaurants across the country. There's the best chef category, which has always been very competitive, and they do it by region. Our own Alex Young, the former chef of the Zingerman's Roadhouse, mm-hmm. won in 2011. Okay. We haven't seen a lot of winners out of Southeast Michigan other than that until this year. Now we have a whole bunch of semifinalists. We'll see if they make it to the next round next week. But if you look at Detroit, you know, you really see a huge renaissance in restaurant explosion of great food. So you've got best new restaurant category. Lady of the House is a great new restaurant that's in Corktown, headed by Chef Kate Williams. Outstanding Baker, one of my favorites, Sister Pie,
yes.
which is in the West Village. Have you been there?
Well, I think, didn't Oprah honor them when she was in town?
Everybody should honor them.
Right.
It's a great place. A place I love to go for their bar program is being honored for its bar programming, the Standby in Detroit's Belt Alley. Then you've also got the pastry chef at Selden Standard. Two chefs in the Detroit area are up as semifinalists for Best Chef Great Lakes, including Thomas Lentz at the Chef's Table. And I'm just a big fan of James Rigotto, whose latest restaurant, Mabel Gray in Hazel Park, is actually where I always go for my birthday.
Right.
So fingers crossed for him. It's going to be really interesting to see who makes it as a finalist. And then the awards are handed out on May 7th.
And Zingerman's Roadhouse, weren't
they? Oh, of course. Zingerman's Deli.
Deli. Sorry.
Is up for best service, which, you know, I mean, they wrote
That's
a book.
That's a whole thing, yeah.
They wrote a book
Ari
on it.
Ari Weinzweig has written several books.
Yeah.
So the Zingerman's Deli is up for a James Beard Award.
This is great news.
All right, Jessica Webster, thank you so much for bringing all your great culinary information to us. Tommy York, can't wait for all the changes happening at Morgan and York. And thanks for listening to 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.